So apparently, Jimmy, you're quite insensitive in your treatment of your clients, and you call them elderly.
Oh, and, that is a cheap shot.
So, well, let me ask you first, Mary. Is Jim elderly?
No, I wasn't elderly till I reached 76.
What's your definition of elderly?
Well, I think that a person feels young in their mind for a very long time after people are calling them elderly and has all the physical functions of a young person. But once you begin to get tired, really tired, and not so speedy, then I think you're bordering on elderly.
Okay. Because the WHO, World Health Organization, has a much simpler definition, which is 60 and above.
I don't believe that.
Is elderly.
60, I was skiing hard.
But so you're saying that the connotation of elderly is pejorative, is negative. That you've got...
Yeah, I know that I'm by definition elderly. In all the medical journals, I'm elderly. And if they wanted to do a study on somebody elderly, they would choose me, because I'm elderly, according to them. But it's a matter of your mindset and your physical body and your emotions and what you're ready to accept too. Sometimes it's just psychological. A lot of people go through life totally denying that they're ever elderly, but that's not reasonable. I know right now I'm elderly because I get tired more easily, and I'm not as fast popping around the kitchen as I used to be.
So I guess what you're saying, though, is the definition of elderly is one of reduced capacity from previous times.
Yeah, and it's more subjective than they. Of course, the medical profession is very objective in that. And this
right.
is, I think elderly is a very subjective. And it is an emotional definition. I mean, who wants to call himself elderly? You know, he doesn't.
The term I like is older adults. You know, now, some people have said, when we were talking about in the gym here, some people said, why don't you call them mature adults? And I don't like that because it means
that
you're immature and I'm mature.
Well, that may be true, but...
to me, a benign statement is older adults. More benign than a loaded term. So that would be my...
Older adults.
Yeah, yeah.
Older than what?
Older than you. And you. If you ask me, am I an older adult, I would say yes. Because I think that it would be silly for me to think that I'm 20 or 30. And yet...
And inaccurate, too.
Yeah, yes, and inaccurate. Thank you for that clarification. And by the same token, I want to still be in the game. So...
But why does elderly suggest that you're not in the game?
I can't tell you why initially, but... When I hear it, it has an emotional connotation that is negative. It's not neutral.
So should we say training smoking seniors?
Well, that would be another option.
We are, yeah. Seniors would be more acceptable than elderly.
Yeah.
And I think elderly was more acceptable in times past when women didn't do much. Men didn't do much either, but...
Yeah, they talked about what they did 30 years ago.
Sally, what do you think? What's the right term?
For working out at our age?
Yeah.
Well, so Jimmy got a lot of flack for calling his clients elderly. And we're trying to get his back here.
I did not do that.
We're trying to get his back here
and
come up with something.
And sexy seniors? I mean... Yeah, elderly I have a little bit of trouble with, too. I don't mind being called a senior, but elderly sounds really old and decrepit.
Okay.
Three of us now have said seniors. I think we're used to being called seniors because we get discounts.
Okay.
It's true.
And you don't deny discounts, so you say,
that's
yes,
right.
I'm a senior.
Yes, I do qualify.
I'm a senior.
Yeah.
Me too.
All right, well, let's... Well, definitely what we're not going to do is put this in the decision-making hands of a 22-year-old.
No, that's good. Well, because you know he's not responsible nor reliable.
No, mature. No one's mature.